It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Pollock.
Kevin Pollock.
I like it. I'm letting Jeremy know that we're starting and she should leave me alone.
That's right.
So
leave him alone. He's in
the
here.
Man is podcasting.
She sends her love, though.
Oh, thank you. She's amazing and wonderful.
I thought I was going to get to see her today.
Yeah, she was bummed out because she thought it was much earlier.
Well, you are here. We are thrilled to have you here.
Someone we've wanted to have on the show for a long time, but I'm actually glad that we waited because now we can promote this wonderful, amazing, beautiful thing that
Golden Globe Award winning.
That you are on and amazing it.
And you, I warned you both.
You warned us both.
The three of you, and two of you have seen it.
We've all seen it.
Really?
The Marvelous. You are the Marvelous Mr. Maisel.
Well, as it turns out, I literally am Mr. Maisel.
You are.
So, all right.
Or father-in-law, who will never be an A story.
Here's the deal.
That is not true.
Definitely
we're only in season one, bro.
We're in season one. This thing's going to go
And your character is fantastic.
Oh, no, we're doing season two. I mean,
we're saying your character will step to the forefront of a story, I guarantee.
I don't know if you guys know, he was bumped up to series regular for season two.
I was reoccurring season one, and yes, it's true.
Holy smokes, you are
This show is unbelievable.
Happy.
This show is fantastic to begin
with. What show are you even talking about?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, okay.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, unbelievable. And I want to get into it and talk all about it, but we can't do that right now.
What do we
got
to do?
Because we've got dumb stories.
We've got dumb stories
first. The world is getting dumber, Kevin Pollak. I know you've been around, and you've been out traveling the world as a comedian the way we do, and you see this country in ways that most people don't.
Can I tell you why I love this show?
Why?
Please.
Must I?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
So, for some reason, about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun to do a podcast called Talkin' Walkin', where it's kind of like my dinner with Andre,
mm-hmm.
only Andre speaks only as Christopher Walken. Inexplicably, and we don't reference him or me during the conversation.
No, talking
and
walking.
I would have someone over to the house, and we just two people talking minutia of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking up shit online for us to talk about each week. And I started sort of down the rabbit hole of these dumb
just people doing dumb
stories.
Things.
And fell in love with the idea of that. I only did about 20 episodes and loved it.
What was Walken's attitude towards all of these stories? He probably loved it.
It's pure fascination, if I may. Most people walk through life with a sort of devil-may-care view of most things, but sometimes people lean in.
He's really the only...
he's lyrical.
He's the only guy who can throw away a syllable. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes, like, there's the word, and he punches the first two parts of it and then throws the last syllable away.
Your characterization of him, which is also why it's so great, is because it's true in watching him. He will be telling you something of the harshest conviction, but his body language is a very,
Loosey.
As though he was like, you could paint the house, you could not paint the house. But that's his, body language. Like,
I know.
I was a chorus boy coming up. So I keep, I'm a dancer at heart.
Great dancer.
By the way, great dancer, and the
Fat Boy Slim?
The older Boy Slim. But the older he gets, the more out of breath he is.
Yes.
And to me, I actually think that makes him so much more compelling.
Absolutely.
Because you feel like,
every
breath
sentence.
Might be his last. So I'm on the edge of my seat.
What? Are we losing a syllable here?
All right, I watched Deer Hunter, for Christ's sake, the other night, and I was
with the kids?
Yeah, we just sat around
guys.
The kids.
Now,
Milo Mike.
I don't want to put a gun to your head, but I think you're going to love this movie.
It's about friendship.
He was unbelievable in that movie.
Of course.
Like,
what's his line? What's his monologue? Don't leave me over the, what's
yeah,
he's
don't,
like,
don't leave me over back there. To back on the the back to back on the basketball
hoop. Mike
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, like, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Over there.
Don't leave me over there.
Like he knew something was going to happen. Yeah, oh my God, brilliant!
Because he had read the script.
He read the script.
Oh, well, he knew. Right. He knew.
He's an actor who knew. What
I'm
was
three pages ahead of you. Don't leave me over there.
Are you guys going to do a story?
So yeah, I love the show and I can't wait to participate.
I love it. So let's
for listeners following at home, all you loyal townies. Yes, my voice is still this deep due to a wonderful cold. Sent in by Gary King.
Gary.
Gaz Kinging. GazKing.
Thanks, buddy.
ING. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. I think that's that's to Yaz Queening. That's Gaz Kinging.
Gaz Kinging. Yeah.
I'm going to read you this headline. Shane Brennan convicted on indecency charges after, quote, freebie sex act on train caught on camera.
Most sex is freebie.
As it turns out. Yeah, it should be.
It should be. Like, right. So in his mind, I mean, though, even though he didn't do this sexual act, he had sex. He tells people
said, this is
he
a
ran a train. He didn't do it.
Right.
He didn't actually run a train, but he's telling
he
people
used
that.
A train.
He used a train.
Was he on a train?
Yes. A Randy Wallalong train traveler.
So now this was definitely took place in
Australia.
In Australia.
Yep.
Wallalong is not a place that exists anywhere but Australia.
Just outside of Cleveland.
caught, again, they put it in quotes again, caught engaging in a, quote, free sex act with a fellow passenger one day last December, as though they're, like, telling a fairy tale.
One day last December in Wallalong.
It's an affair to remember.
Also, interesting use of the word fellow.
Yeah. Yes. Now,
he showed his Longfellow in Wallalong. His Wallalong
now has a lasting legacy of their time together, a criminal conviction. Shane Lawrence Brennan, SLB if you're nasty, was riding the 9:56 a.m. service from Port Kembla.
Mistake number one.
That's A.M.
That's key. I'm
that
glad
is the
morning sex.
That's the end of the commute. Morning sex sometimes
I
is the best.
I ride the 9:56.
Yeah, I was going to see. You know, you all tried together, and that's what's important.
None of us ride. Kevin Pollak, correct, in that Sheena Easton is from Australia.
Yes, and she ran the 9:56 train.
He could have been her baby that took the morning train.
On December 14th, when he noticed, this is Shane Lawrence Brennan, noticed a female passenger masturbating on one of the seats, and he approached her.
Right. So we were out this past weekend at a bar eating on St. Patrick's Day, which I understand was our mistake. Like, we should have never
this
been...
lunch.
Lunch on St. Patrick's Day. We should have never been at a bar on St. Patrick's Day. This is in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
They were...
What are the Jews now?
What do we know?
We don't know anything.
I
don't know.
Guess how long I was at a bar on St. Patrick's Day.
How long?
6 hours.
Okay,
oh,
so...
Jesus Christ.
And there was... And this was another issue. There was a chair at the end of the table we were sitting at, but no one was in it.
That's fair game
that
on St. Patrick's Day.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake. I mean, were we like women masturbating on an Australian morning train?
You got yourself a two-table state.
So that was just an invitation for some dumb,
please
older...
Please join.
Yeah, to sit down.
Hey, I understand you guys are on the food channel.
Okay, first of all, such thing as a food channel.
Why didn't you just say yes?
Yeah, that's how you get going.
You get it going. We want to stop it.
You bet your ass we are.
Kevin,
yeah, we
stop
do a show
it.
Called The Silent Treatment when we go to bars. Shut the fuck
This
up.
Guy was just like, you just didn't want to, you did not want to get involved. So this guy sees a woman masturbating and says, this is for
here's,
me.
Here's yep. where I step in.
Why, yep. hello there.
Yes. Right.
Hello, you, down there.
You, another Australian reference. You open the door.
I come from the land down under.
She's coming in the land down under.
After a brief interaction, the woman began performing oral sex on Brennan.
Okay. Very brief interactions. How are you? Nice to see you.
I see you're already.
Good day.
You're where
day.
I would like to be.
Good day, mate.
I see you're pleasuring yourself. Let me interrupt that by having you stop pleasuring yourself and only
hey,
pleasure
what about me?
What if she was like, let's catch you up?
Sure.
Let's get you up to speed.
Let's do me next.
He later told police he didn't have to, quote, pay for it.
Nope.
Hey, first off, I want to let you guys know.
Let's just be
I
honest.
Did not have
hey,
to pay for
that it. That is his way of saying it was kind of consensual.
The entire incident was caught on the train's closed circuit cameras. So imagine this
and
guy.
And watched by everyone.
Turned out not so close.
Yeah.
Not so close.
It's 9:56. Even if he's getting off at the next stop, the average commute's
no,
what, a
he's
half
getting
hour?
Off on that
oh,
stop.
There we go.
Yeah. He's getting off between stops.
He gets on this train somewhere around 9:15.
Sure.
And before 10 a.m., he's getting a blowjob on a rush hour train on December 14th.
Unbelievable.
It's the holiday season.
It's the most.
I know. We've talked about it ad nauseum. The weirdest hickory dock. I can't keep up thinking words, so that's what I got.
Like, whoop-dee-doo.
I know.
Yeah, I heard that, Dan. Remember we heard that and like texted you right away. We're like, Dan, it's real.
I know.
We thought you were fucking with us. It's real.
So he was. He's, who knows how long he watched the woman masturbate before being like, is this the pornos that I saw when I was 13 years old?
Everyone,
you can ask anything. It's so weird all the time.
Anyone listening is probably wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's everyone else on the train doing?
I know.
I know.
You have to assume it's a busy train.
According to Shane Brennan, it's a morning missing out is what they're doing. Right. They didn't see opportunity.
They didn't step up. Yeah. They're all on their phones. I'm sure
no one's taking a number.
This is waiting. The porno version of Snakes on. This is Snakes on a Train.
Okay,
and this is his way.
That's Sklar Brothers. The entire incident was caught on the train's closed circuit cameras, so that's going to live forever.
Forever.
It's running every
MTA Christmas party.
Yep.
From now until eternity.
Brennan returned to his seat as the train pulled into the Wallawong railway station.
Done with you.
Yeah.
Surprised you didn't just go to sleep right there.
City rail staff waiting on the station platform later told police they could see Brennan holding his exposed genitals from where they stood.
Didn't have time to pull up?
Yeah,
which means they saw it live.
They saw it coming
in. And then they were waiting for him.
He was literally coming into the station.
God damn it.
Staff
subsequently entered Brennan's carriage.
Staff entering Brennan's carriage to me
is
undercarriage.
It's an infection.
It's like a train going into a tunnel.
To discover a large and disgusting, that's in quotes,
large
liquid mess on the floor.
God.
It's not what you think it is.
Ye old wet spot. It's not. You're saying it's not.
You're saying
it gets better and worse. They originally thought
bleeding.
It was urine. However,
it's just a pool of like crusted Vegemite.
Brennan told them it was cola from a bottle he was carrying. Quote, I wasn't having a piss. I spilled my Coke. Go and have a look. It's just Coke, he said to police, who arrived on the scene a short time later.
By the way, a lot of people have said it's just Coke to police, and that's not a good thing.
That's not a great thing. But this is totally a guy who got caught doing something else, but he was right in this tiny moment, and he's going to hold that one up.
Yes.
Right. You guys thought it was something else, but I'm telling you,
definitely
it was Coke.
Try
it's
it.
Coke. Taste it.
See? Yeah, Willie, how bad are these detectives that their concern is what is that liquid?
Right. What's the liquid?
Yeah. What's the liquid?
Not we can
the...
see your genitals in your hand.
We get it. We've got
I'm going to need to know what this liquid is.
We need to know what this is.
You guys are trying to railroad me. Two 11-year-olds watch the whole sex act.
He's
but let's
just
focus on the
them.
Coke.
Is this piss? No, it's not piss, man. I spilled my Coca-Cola. I spilled my Coke. However, when further questioned, Brennan admitted he had splashed the Coca-Cola all over his genitals in a bid to, quote, clean myself up after the sexual
activity. I'm sorry, how else are you supposed to do that?
There's no other way.
I did not see this coming when I read the story.
Didn't mom say that?
Our mom tells us.
She claimed, this is like a...
I'm already off board.
This is a Sklar urban myth. Urban myth, okay? It's not sexual. It's not sexual.
It's not sexual, okay.
It's not sexual, but when you hear what happens, you will see what a bad decision it was for this guy to clean his genitals with Coke.
What do you clean with it?
She was at the mechanic, and the mechanic...
I need to hear a life Sklar family story to understand why it would be a bad idea to clean your genitals with Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm on board.
After getting a random blowjob at 9:56 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Your mom.
She was at the mechanic, and the mechanic said, you got a ton of gunk on your carburetor.
Oh, thank God you said
I know. I was curious, too.
That was a ton of gunk on your junk. She had a ton of gunk on your carburetor, and we're going to clean it off. And she said, and she had a Coke in her hand, and he said, I'll buy you a new Coke, but give me that Coke. And he went over and poured the Coke all on her carburetor.
Sure.
And it ate through all of the stuff, and in like a short period of time, it was clean. But it ate through...
Yeah.
Like,
so maybe Shane Lawrence Brennan knows what he's up to.
Maybe. But I wouldn't want it to eat through my
junk?
Own junk. Yeah, I'll take it on my
carburetor.
It was
like she poured it onto cotton candy.
Right.
Have you ever dipped cotton candy in a Coke, you just watch it disappear, the sugar go right into it?
Can I tell you my takeaway, family story?
Yes. Mom,
why was mom dealing with the mechanic?
Nope. Why the mechanic, while working on your mom's car, carburetor, said, Like she was an assistant in surgery. Give me your cup. Yeah.
Also, wouldn't he have Scalpel. Whatever you really would normally use?
Yeah, but I think he wanted to prove a point.
I think he wanted to prove a point.
He was trying to be
just like science.
Just like Shane, whatever his
Lawrence,
name is.
Lawrence Brennan.
Brennan. SLB. Trying to prove a point. I clean my genitals and coke.
Right, coke.
I clean my genitals.
I was like, are we going back into Sheena Easton again? I clean my genitals with coke.
Can I ask you guys, I don't want to, we don't have to get too personal here, but.
Too late.
Why would he need to clean himself up?
Me either.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a guy who would have the wherewithal.
Or, I wouldn't think that you'd need to clean yourself up after a blowjob.
Me either, that. Meaning, I knew you were like, I don't understand why, and I'm like, me either.
I cannot, at this age, in my advanced age, I always still pee a little in my pants when I'm done, no matter how much I shake it out, no matter how much I try to
Welcome
get to the
rest
end.
Of your life.
Right, that's the rest of my life. Like, that's part of life. Pull up your pants.
Sure.
That's why you have clothing on. It'll take it in.
If I may, though, a guy who's comfortable exiting a train,
right.
holding his naked junk
right.
doesn't seem like the type who also said I
need
should
to
probably
clean this
rinse up,
yeah.
up before
yeah I love that he was so concerned about how clean he
Look,
was
I want it out in the wind but
after,
I gotta clean
after
that up.
Sticking his penis in the mouth of a woman who
he does
had
not
no
know.
Idea how clean
no
that idea.
Yeah. Well he did it in a bid like I said in a bid quote to clean myself up after the sexual activity mm-hmm. quote this is a straight line from him in the next line quote I got a blowjob on the train, and I was rinsing my cock off, he told officers. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, we're friends, right? Hey, that, he's, like, getting too personal
with
the cops.
It's 9:54 on a Wednesday, guys. What else do you do?
Brennan was allowed to leave the location on the condition he not return for at least two hours.
He said that in the way of, like, yeah, I didn't have enough money on my Metro card, so I just bought a new one.
But how about these cops in Australia that are like, we got to figure out something to do. How about this? I leave. I don't come back for 2 hours. That's good enough for us.
That works.
On your way.
That works.
Sounds good.
We're not going to get everybody hung up on this. It's Christmas time.
It's a great sentence.
Yeah. Right. I mean, technically, you're involved in a crime.
Court documents said. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to take 2 hours.
Take 2 hours. You know what? Two. Walk around. Think about it for a minute.
Take a standing 2 hour count.
We got work to do. We got to figure out what this
liquid is. We got to get forensics down here.
Court documents said officers re-entered the station to ascertain further details when they came across the female with whom Brennan had had the sexual liaison as she exited the station. Mm-hmm. The woman, who is well known to police, confirmed Brennan's story.
Who well is known, well known to police.
Right.
Yeah. Need a little more there, I think.
It's like Don Rickles in Hello Dummy when he sees that woman. He's like, Sheriff, know you're back in action? Sheriff, know you're back in action.
As though they didn't believe him until she confirmed that that's what happened.
Shirley says you're good to go. So.
Well, then, after that.
She's well known to police.
He was subsequently issued with court attendance notices for offensive behavior and obscene exposure. So they were like, you go, you're fine. And then she was like, no, we really did that. And they're like, all right, we're going to ring him
whoa,
up.
Whoa, get him back. Get him back in here. Well, if she said it.
It was not immediately clear in court documents whether the woman was also charged over the incident. So her, they were like, you're fine.
You're fine.
This is your normal. We know you.
Yeah. Can we guess, Shirley, you were pleasing yourself first and then he approached?
You got it.
I mean, if I know Shirley.
We all know Shirley.
Yeah.
Brennan.
Shirley, by the way,
what a gal.
Brennan pleaded guilty.
The invisible touch.
To both offenses in Wallalong local court, which sounds like a fake court.
It sounds like it. I'm going to say it.
Don't.
I'm
going
to say it.
No.
I know it's Australia.
Come on.
Sounds like a kangaroo.
You couldn't resist.
I got it.
Nope.
Sounds like terrible. A kangaroo.
Like T-ball.
Terrible. Sorry.
Your
terrible.
Own loathing is what made it fun.
Yeah, you're laughing to cover the tears. I understand.
Yeah.
There's a hurt inside of me.
Brennan,
I need to cleanse myself with coke on that one.
Brennan pleads guilty to both offenses in Wallalong local court, with his lawyer describing the entire incident as, quote, opportunistic. Mm-hmm. Your Honor. He's just taking advantage of the cards in front of him at the table.
You take what the defense gives you.
She seemed up for it.
Yeah.
Okay. They had an interaction, so maybe he did be like, mind another?
Also on camera, you can see them chatting.
Yes.
Your
and
Honor.
The judge is like a koala in glasses
That's
with
right.
like, may I help you, is how he entered.
Get down from the tree, Your Honor, so that I can.
Your Honor, put the bamboo down.
Your Honor,
you are the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. I understand you've never crashed.
If I told you there's a Disney show called The Wallalongs, would you fight me about it?
No. The Wallalongs, and they're all koala bears, and they're all judges.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm in. I'm so in. There's a big dad judge and a mom judge. And the daughter judge doesn't want to be a judge, but look, it's in the family. She wants to be a rock and roll singer. Or they're all sloth, three-toed sloths. Mm-hmm. Their last name is Swift, ironically, and it's called Swift Justice.
I love it.
You'd better trademark that.
I'm mailing it. I just mailed it to myself.
.com.
This is from SLB's lawyer. Quote, the facts speaks for themselves. He took the opportunity that presented itself,
Did he say the facts?
Speak for themselves.
I thought he said speaks for themselves.
Speak for themselves. No. He took the opportunity that... So it's saying... I guess his rule is even if it's against the law, if the opportunity is there.
They're hanging a lot on this consensual thing.
If the bank drops money, it's yours to take.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
He also noted that the incident had only been witnessed by a small number of people despite the time of day. So he's also being like,
and everyone
hey, there was a lot less people there than are normally there in the morning, and barely any of them saw it.
But by the way, the order of the words in that sentence is very important. Small number of people, fine. Number of small people?
No.
That's not so good.
Not cool.
Not good.
And they would do nothing but bitching and moaning about a BJ on a train.
Yeah.
In convicting Brennan on both charges, Magistrate Mark Douglas said such behavior would not be tolerated. Mm-hmm. There is a line in relation to decency in our community, and you have well and truly crossed it.
I can't disagree.
This happened on Christmas Day. No, 14th.
14th.
The 14th.
Yeah. Whatever that is, day one of Hanukkah.
But is it how many days away from Christmas? So that's
11.
10 days away.
But it's 12. 11 days away. It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
This is partridge in a pear tree. I mean, that's, if you consider her mouth a pear tree, his balls a partridge
number two.
In the pear tree.
Is that number two?
No. And a partridge in a pear tree is one. What's the second one?
Two turtle doves.
Welcome back to Jews trying to remember the lyric to Christmas songs.
It's a great podcast.
Two turtle doves.
You should have seen when the star started analyzing other Christmas songs.
Now, two turtle doves.
The fact that Santa watches you while you sleep.
Watching you while you sleep is
that again? That was one of the things.
Sees you when you're sleeping.
Right.
Not great.
Knows when you're awake. That's super creepy. Anybody who's ever been in a relationship and woken up and had their partner just staring at them, you know it's time to get up.
Yeah. Unless Santa's your partner.
Yes. Right.
Unless
then
Brennan.
Then you go, all right, it's him.
Unless Santa was masturbating and that's the invitation to get.
Brennan was ordered to pay a $700 fine.
To who?
And placed on a 12-month good behavior bond as punishment.
Who decides what's good behavior? Like, apparently.
So, was he just charged for an indecent act?
Yeah, yes. Indecent act.
Well,
in
you can't
public.
Deny it was an indecent act, whether it was consensual or not.
Right.
You should not be doing that.
Doing it on
you
a
cannot
train.
Do that in public.
No.
Yes. It's.
But.
I mean, he's dumb.
He just took
he's
the opportunity.
Idiot.
That's what his.
He just took the opportunity that was available to
if
him.
If I may, Your Honor.
If I may approach the tree.
Brennan said. Brennan said he regretted his actions.
What is that, eucalyptus?
And was
worried. You're eating a lot, Your Honor.
Was worried that his girlfriend would find out.
Oh!
That is the best line in the whole story.
Yeah, right somewhere. They've been together like 9 years.
Man, do you know how to throw it to the ads?
700 to the state and 700 to your girlfriend. That's
before we get out, I'm going to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. You are a guest, Mr. Kevin Pollak.
Yes.
You can decide if you want to go first, Tig, or third.
Tig Notaro.
Tig.
You are Tig, right? You get it. Okay.
How old is Shane Lawrence?
All right, Randy, you
Brennan.
Go first. And
I'll
then,
go first, and then Kevin. And
all right. I definitely don't think he
Let's
is.
Work it. Work it back.
Okay, I'm going to work back through this thing. All
it's
right.
Christmas time.
He knows how to use.
Morning commute.
He knows how to use transportation. Okay.
Yes. Morning rush
he's
hour.
Going
this isn't
somewhere.
Like 2 in the morning.
That's right. He's going somewhere. This is not a guy who's on the train for the first time.
Right.
So he's clearly in a routine of
they
some
had a
sort.
Brief interaction, which means maybe there was some sort he knew.
He has a girlfriend.
Capable of public BJ.
I'm going to assume that his girlfriend.
Wanted to clean himself off afterwards.
That's right.
With so your mom's
I'm
car
I'm
going to
say 41.
41 years
41.
Old. You're going on the high end.
41 because I think he also still lives at home and his girlfriend also has kids.
No.
Okay.
Way.
Kevin.
What do you got?
I was thinking in the 40s too, just because who. First of all, I thought when you start talking with one of them, they're both drunk or derelict.
Right.
Or
you're thinking he may not have another shot at this. He's kind of like, I am the. This is maybe the last time I get my dick sucked on an Australian train.
38 is screaming in my head.
Okay. This guy's 26. There's no way he's a
26.
He's not a day over 26.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So we've all worked it down. Let's give me one quick review.
26, 38, 41.
Okay. Okay.
Jason, 26. Kevin, 38. Randy, 41.
Tell you right now, one of you
is right
is
on.
Exactly right.
No!
Now, shit. That means we get to play our side game. Who do you exactly think is right?
Well, I know now, because I'm a poker player, and you're tell
okay
on one of us.
Okay, then you should go last
okay
for this
you
portion.
Are a poker okay player.
All right.
I think it's me.
All right, you think you are right mm-hmm at a guess of what? Mm-hmm.
41.
41.
I think Pollock's right.
Okay.
I do. I've lost my
yeah,
faith
lost
in
your edge. Lost
and
your
I know based on my reading of tells that it's yes absolutely Jason.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We are all different.
I lost confidence in mine and gained confidence in Kevin.
Mine's just
and he
based
gained
on the face you made when he said 26.
Okay.
Okay.
So right.
I could hear your sphincter tighten.
You're okay good at reading people.
All right, everybody playing along at home, office, commutes, wall along trains.
If I was right and then wrong, I'm going to hate myself.
Okay.
Shane, Lawrence, Brennan, the Christmas dick of wall along trains is 38 years old.
Kevin,
yeah! Pollock.
Your expression when he said when Jason said 26 was
I know.
It must have, I don't know you well enough. It must have been the same as what are you, an idiot?
Yeah, now I want to play poker with Kevin.
Oh no, my
you are right
God
to read a tell because over the years of doing this with them, I do react to
yeah,
them
yeah, yeah
as though they may have gotten it right or
right
gotten it wrong.
Yeah, there was even a thing within poker, which is you took a second beat to mm-hmm question mm-hmm him.
Right.
What number
right
what'd you say?
Right. So now, but now you're like conscious you were of that, so you are going to mix
well,
your
well, no, I won't make that mistake.
It's like
no
now you're not doing tip pitches yeah anymore. You're not in Yu Darvish. All right.
38 years old.
There you go. 38.
I think
old
we got
to
take
know
a break.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about Kevin's great new show that's on the Amazons. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Hope you guys are doing well. We mentioned on last week's episode, and we're going to mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be in Chicago doing a live Dumb People Town sandwiched in between two stand-up shows with Dan at our friend's bar, the North Bar. I think it's at the North at North Bar Live.
Yep.
Tickets are going. It's going to sell out.
There's only 300 seats that can be sold for the whole night.
Right.
And I think we
I love that you got something in your throat and then I had to clear my throat.
Yeah, what is that?
Stupid.
It's brother love, weird man. It's brother
I blame your mother.
That's right. I blame the Coke. But I would like to talk to Kevin Pollock right now if you guys would just fucking let me for a second.
Jesus.
God, you're all up over me.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Let me just tell you why I love this show
sure
for so many. It hits like if there was a Sklar wheel. It just hits so. I mean, Jay, you can.
It's brilliantly written. It's brilliantly written. The show is very funny. All the performances are amazing. You are incredible. We've seen you in many things. We've loved you in many things. I think this is the thing that I love you in more than anything you've ever done. And you told me ahead of time this is in your wheelhouse.
This I might have even said because I've been saying it to anyone who would listen, which now includes the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything I've been this proud of in well over 20 years. I've been gainfully employed. Don't make me say the number because I don't really know it.
No, you
84 films, but I
yeah,
do
yeah
know.
Oh my God!
That,
just looked
that,
it up. He's right.
By far, in the last 20 years,
mm-hmm,
and Amy Sherman Palladino and Dan Palladino, the creators and writers of the show, are redonkulous from Gilmore Girls and
yeah,
all
everything
the
they've
stuff
done. But and I love Gilmore Girls and started watching it with my 12-year-old daughter,
oh,
who loves it in
right
such a, you know, like
this is a,
like
this is a love letter. This is how much we love the show in
this
general.
This is a fucking jewel.
It's like, and it's a love letter to comedy, and it's a love letter to New York,
it's
and
a
there
love
are
letter
moments
to Jews.
There's
1958.
A moment. Yes, there's 1958. There's a moment where, like, when she's up doing stand-up, when they take her around in one of the early episodes to look at all the stand-up shows,
right,
it makes us as comedians be like, we got to get up more. We got to get do stand-up more.
I watch that. I'm like, we got like,
a show about a woman in the 1950s is making us say, we got to get up and do more stand-up.
Crazy.
Because
also,
you love
you have,
it.
Also, you have distant or dead relatives that were in the schmata business?
So our dad,
father,
our father.
Oh, your father.
Well, our great uncle and then our father bought right the business. This is the business that we were in, that we like went down. And so he had a warehouse
down in
St. Louis. You know, on
a
17th
cut room,
and
like the scene
cut
I
room
have.
Cut room with the table, that long table, that long wooden table.
That
you got to understand.
Me and Tony Shalhoub.
We, oh my
though
God.
When he comes into their
to
office
to pay for the apartment, oh my God. Yeah. It is.
It's the best.
First of all, you guys, I love the, it's like two man comedy, the
yeah,
two of
he's
amazing.
He's as great as it gets.
Yeah. He's as great as it gets. Yeah. And as an actor, he's as great as it gets.
Yeah.
His. What I love is he doesn't jump outside of that character and
right
he uses that character to the full extent
yeah
to buttress up against your thing, and it's the best push and pull.
Yeah.
You guys are like a comedy team.
Yeah.
It's like Abbott and Costello
well,
from that time.
We've kind of been in the same conversation for the same role a number of times.
I'm sure.
So that the idea that we would ever work together was never something I would have suggested or predicted. I would have suggested, sorry, not the right word, but predicted in a million years. So the chance to get to dance with him in a scene is ridiculous.
But best. You're, again, it is...
But
I would
even
say,
just being in, just seeing that location where I see the office off to the side with the view out into the room with the long room, that's what we grew up with.
Right.
So
it hits us on that level, on the most specific level, right. Of course, just developing as a stand-up and going up and developing who you are and being in a scene and that whole thing, it hits us there. Just all the Jewish stuff hits us so hard.
Me
I mean,
too.
It all me, hits me it
too.
So
me
hard.
This
you
actor,
too,
Luke Kirby, who plays a very young Lenny Bruce, which
is
amazing. Lenny Bruce, which I also like in that. He's not a household name. He's just starting to hit a New York popularity in his career, and never is an episode about him, mm-hmm. which would be the easiest thing to do.
Sure.
It's always, so
but he just floats in and out. And then yeah. there,
but
and
he,
then,
he floats in and out in a way
that has impact.
That has impact. And it has impact to different people in different times. So, you know, Alex Borstein's character sees him come by, and I don't want to get, I'm not giving anything away.
Loses her mind.
Loses her mind.
But just because he's the best act that comes in
at the thing
to
that
the
she knows everything about, exactly.
Right.
So he is the
not because he's been on TV, or
but
anything.
He's the pinnacle, and
but
she's
you,
so far in.
But
it.
Then you see the guys who've been on TV, like they go to the Copa Room and they see Red Skelton on stage, and he does like three jokes, and they're okay,
right?
But they kill.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's been on TV. So there's that moment where you go. You see the differences in the comedy. Like, in
like
that,
there was a bit, and I don't want to give it away. I'm just going to say there was a bit as she's going around and seeing it, and a guy does a bit.
With a ventriloquist
bit. I had never seen it before, and I'm telling you, Jay and I were watching it with my wife. She was sitting down there watching it. The three of us were laughing as hard as if we were to see that in a club live. I never saw it, and I was like, we were laughing so hard.
But it was raw, and it was edgy, and that was right for that room, and then you kept seeing the other acts throughout the night,
they
and
they
were
so
maybe
right.
more advanced, but not as funny. Yeah.
They just get it so
it
right.
Really
so
great.
It is just a
the
beautiful
music,
show.
The wardrobe.
Oh, my God, the music,
crazy.
The wardrobe, the way it's shot.
It's in New York, which is, it has to be.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
So I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I just had the table read for the first episode of season two in New York about a week and a half ago. And, you know, the fear of a successful first season, it had been picked up to two seasons from pilot. So we always knew there was going to be a second season.
Right.
But
to get the award.
Yeah, but the fear was meeting the expectation,
mm-hmm.
right? And the only thing I'll say about it is exceeded.
That's
wow.
great.
Great.
I mean, as a fan of the show,
I can't
wait.
Yeah, that's the only killer thing about doing the show is I will have to know ahead of time what happens. And I don't want
you
to.
You don't want to. That's what we did two episodes of Better Call Saul, and in those times, I was like,
I don't
want to
know.
I don't want to know, and I don't want to take ourselves out of it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because I'm just a fan. So I
know the award shows are so funny because they're kind of a lot of times ahead of the curve. Like,
right.
Handmaid's Tale will come out and win a bunch of awards, and then everyone's like, I got to start watching that. And the bingeable nature of an Amazon show is, hey, have you seen this? Well, you can watch it in a weekend or two. You know what I mean?
Or a night.
If you're like really to get willing to like.
Because there aren't a ton. It's eight episodes.
So it just. Is one of those things that I'll say to our fans, if you have not seen it, and if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously love stand-up comedy.
Right.
If you have not seen this show, it is truly a remarkable show, and you will love Kevin Pollak on it so much. You'll go back and listen to this episode and be like, I can't believe we got Kevin Pollak. Yeah. That's what they're going to say.
I still can't believe it.
And I can't believe it either.
That's absurd. But Dan, I'd like to hear more from you on the show.
Let's do it.
Oh, on his show or this show?
I meant on Maisel. I was totally kidding. I was totally went for the joke there. Sorry. Let's get to the damn dumb people town
story.
All right,
second story was sent in by Scott McClain.
Thank you, guys.
At Scott _ McClain.
Long time ago.
S-C-O-T-T _ mm-hmm. M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Thanks, Scott.
Good
townie. Edgewater, Florida.
Now we're in it.
Edgewater.
There we're in it.
A man is accused of setting his neighbor's Corvette on fire.
Well, yeah, it's a Corvette.
Yeah.
I literally am like, what did the guy
with
the
Corvette? I just want to put some flames on it. I don't know how to do that.
Come on.
Because he suspected his neighbors of stealing his lawnmower.
Yeah.
Is that Florida justice?
When you say he set his Corvette on fire, I in my brain said, what did the guy with the Corvette do?
He took his long.
Now we know.
No,
now
he,
we
know. No, we don't even know. He
but
suspected
I bet
it.
He did something.
Just suspected.
Right.
Oh, man.
And you know that this guy was talking about this for
this
weeks.
This is literally a trial by fire.
Flames on my car!
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set his goddamn Corvette on fire.
He loves
you
that fucking car.
You don't even know if he took it.
I don't he loves that know. Car. Well, that's what I'm on.
We're about to find out if he took it.
By setting his what? Car on fire?
No, that
let's
doesn't...
see how pissed he is, because if he's not pissed enough, you know he took the lawnmower.
If he comes out of that house and he's like, you motherfucker, then he took it. If he comes out and he's like, what are you doing? Then he is innocent.
And he didn't
if
it's it. An... That's how you know. If it's an 80s...
And I'll put it out.
Yeah.
I'll, if I'm wrong,
I'll put it
I'll
out.
I'll put the damn
I'll put it out.
Yeah.
If it's an 80s movie scene, Iko is playing in the background.
That's right.
Iko.
Wow.
Police said they were called to the home on Queen Palm Drive around 11 p.m. Tuesday, not a day that I would have thought a car was going to get started on fire, in reference to a vehicle fire. Mm-hmm. A man who was home at the time of the fire said he saw his neighbor, Brandon Rivera, set his roommate's 1984 Chevrolet Corvette on fire. So
that is a car.
But
that
there's a 1984 Corvette that someone buys because they're like, look at this amazing vintage car that I just found and I'm getting.
Sure.
There's a 1984 Corvette with that you've had since 1984.
Right. Like Jan Flato.
That's what this
Jan
is.
Flato's had
an
84 Corvette.
Corvette.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. He's lived in it twice.
So, this, here, I want
to
make sure you understand the picture.
He's had mail delivered to it. His Corvette.
Tuesday night, around 11, there's a man in a house. And he sees that a Corvette's on fire. That Corvette belongs to his roommate.
Okay.
And it's an 84. So how? Keep that in mind.
Just being an adult and having roommates tells you a lot
right.
about who
and
they
one
are.
Of them's
in Florida. In Edgewater, Florida, where I'm guessing
I understand
it's not
that.
Crazy expensive.
I understand it in New York. I get it.
It's an expensive place.
If two grown men in Florida live together, and one of them has an 84 Corvette, both of them have been divorced.
Are going through a divorce.
It's the
both
original odd couple, I think. The yeah, opening right. credits.
Oh, I'm sorry. The car belongs to a married couple who lives at the home.
Okay. So
he's just the roommate.
He's a roommate of the
married,
married couple.
That's how rough things
and
are
for
all of them.
And they said to him as they went to bed, just keep an eye on the car.
I can see it from the window.
Just whatever you do, keep an eye on it.
Hey, nothing happens. I was enjoying the nightlight. While I was reading my book, and I did not realize it was coming from the flames of the car.
That's the nicest Florida person I've ever heard. Reading a book,
reading a book,
reading
a book.
Well,
here's where you got it wrong. Reading
a
book. It was more.
I meant a book of matches. Was that not clear?
Okay. It says come back on the side of it.
I can't draw the squirrel like on the matches.
Police said they spoke to Rivera, Brandon Rivera.
Oh, Brandon.
And told him. That he told the cops that he suspected the couple of stealing things from him, including his lawnmower. So he's just balancing it out because in his head they've taken a lot from him.
So you took that from me?
Yep.
The lawnmower was the last straw.
Yeah, that's it.
Which they may or may not have even
we
taken.
Don't know.
We don't know
we don't
yet.
Know.
There's no way to find out either.
This is dumb people, Tom.
There's really no way to find out.
Brandon Rivera said he couldn't find lighter fluid, so he grabbed a Gatorade bottle filled with gasoline.
Sorry. Sound like the Gatorade bottle was already
it was.
Yes. Just happened to be in the garage.
Yep. You
hand know, me that Gatorade. The one with the Gatorade in it? No.
The spitter? Your spitter?
No, the one with the gasoline.
See, I pictured 74 Gatorade bottles filled with gasoline.
Right. Yeah. On the wall.
Also, right. They don't say, but in my mind, it's way old school Gatorade bottle with the metal. Remember, Gatorade used to be in a glass bottle with an orange metal, and you could click it. Like every kid at the Little League field was like, click their little.
Yes, I do remember that.
So
I just imagine like, they're like, sir, we did not steal the lawnmower. And the cops are there and everybody else's lawn is like overgrown.
Yeah.
Stuff. And they're like, it's like a Scott's commercial.
Perfectly manicured lawn. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about.
I love that he's like, he said he couldn't find lighter fluid, which means that he was like, I did not set the fire. However, I want you to know I couldn't find lighter fluid, so I had to use a Gatorade bottle full of gasoline that he said he had in his vehicle from a landscaping job. So the guy who has a lawnmower stolen also has a landscaping job,
not
which
anymore.
I imagine is not,
not
going
anymore.
Well.
Yeah.
This is why he's pissed.
Yes.
They
stole
his
livelihood. Yeah, they stole his ability to make more money.
Which, if I'm the couple who allegedly set it on fire...
Right. No, they
stole it. Yeah, allegedly stole it. Then I'm stealing his livelihood for the reason to hurt him deep.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That is a deep cut.
Yeah.
To which is why he feels like the Corvette is their livelihood.
It's easy payback.
Now we're even.
Right.
Eye for an eye. That's biblical.
That's right. He definitely threw the match in and said, now we're even.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like with Corvettes, there's a swath of years where they aren't great?
84.
Is it?
It's in that year.
It's got to be. Yeah,
where they weren't great.
Yeah, like the 70s held on some with some of the Stingrays. Nothing compares to like the 67.
No. Okay. Smokey and the Bandit was
That's a Trans Am with
Trans-Am.
The
Trans Am.
But the Corvette, there's a Stingray in my neighborhood.
Because Corvettes are great now.
Oh my God.
Mid-80s. They're gorgeous.
Shit.
All right. So
yeah, right?
Garbage.
There was a Stingray Corvette in my neighborhood, and I think it is the coolest looking car I've ever seen. Yeah, okay. So they're throwing up some pictures of them. All right.
Oh, that's an 84 Vette.
Yeah.
So that's similar to what Magnum drove, but not
kind
a
of like the back.
Magnum drove a Ferrari.
Right. So the back is kind of cool, but.
No, that's front, not a good car.
It's not a good.
These kind of.
That looks like the top red one, second to the left.
Yeah, it looks like a Firebird.
Looks like a Toyota Celica.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Looks like a Tom Celica.
Not that impressive.
No. Yeah, that's not a great car.
No.
See, this year of Corvette, if you want to look it up, all you townies, 84 is essentially, if you're from Rochelle, Illinois, like I am, this is what's being in the parade.
Yeah, that's
like a guy with a denim baseball hat is driving this in every local parade.
Driving the Miss Rochelle.
Little Miss Peanut.
Yeah, Little Miss
Guy Peanut. Who owns the strip club. That's who has this car.
Right.
Got it.
And he's making payments on it.
Right. And he's still making payments.
So picture one of those on fire.
Right.
And a missing lawnmower. And we're back.
And we have ourselves a case.
Brandon Rivera said he must have confessed because he first attempted to pour the fluid through a cracked window on the Corvette. But when that didn't work, what do you think he did?
Poured it all over
the
hood.
Over the top.
Nope. He opened the door and dumped the gasoline on the seat. Why did he think he had to go through a cracked window in the first place?
Because he didn't want his handprints on the door when they come to
you're
do
giving
it. He's not
credit.
An idiot.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No
way.
God, Dan. Come on. He wants to do it in an indiscreet way.
Mm-hmm. He opened the door, dumped the gasoline on the seat.
By the way, if you're parking your car on the street and you leave the door open.
And you live in Edgewater and you have roommates
and you're an adult. You're inviting trouble.
You're asking
for it to be burned.
Trouble is in your life.
You're essentially saying you are like a woman masturbating on a train. Come on, put the dick in my mouth.
How many cars does this couple have that they needed to park on the street?
Lawn?
On the lawn?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They said that he dumped all the gasoline on the seat, then used a lighter to set it on fire. Police said Rivera then shut the door and walked away because he thought the fire appeared small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he walked away.
He lit.
Thinking that'll go out.
Yeah,
that's
not
what
a
he
big
said.
Deal.
So what'd you do after you set on fire? I shut the door and I walked away because I thought it was small.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does he mean you would have stayed if it was big?
I don't understand that either. That's welcome to dumb people.
Dumb people down. That is a strain of logic that he's following.
Yeah, Florida.
The roommate of the couple who owns the Corvette, who I hope the whole time was like, it's not even my car. He's mad at them for like always cleaning up their messes.
This is the roommate.
Confused by a matchbook.
He used a garden hose to extinguish the flames.
This guy is a hero.
The top of the Corvette had a covering placed on it Thursday morning. Brandon Rivera.
That's like a body bag, like in a cop movie.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in, zip it up.
Sure.
Brandon Rivera was charged with burglary and arson.
Yeah, breaking and entering. He entered someone else's property. Although he didn't bee.
His arm.
He eed.
His arm might have
been. He eed, but he didn't bee.
Yeah, does that count?
If it's open, is that a bee?
No.
It is, though, right?
It's burglary.
It is
just burglary and arson.
There's no breaking.
It's a B and A. Yeah, just burglary and arson.
It's a B of A.
No, but the B is a breaking. B and E is a breaking.
Do you think they said what would you have done if it was a big fire? And he's like, I would have put it out.
Yeah,
but it was a little fire.
I didn't think there was trouble.
Right.
Yeah. And I saw that the roommate was looking at me over his matchbook.
Yep.
Get him.
He seemed like he was having difficulty reading in the dark.
By the night.
Well, I said, I'll light it up.
Put a light on the situation.
You know what God said? Let there be light.
I just
walked away.
I'm going to ask you guys now.
Filled up a few more Gatorade bottles full of gasoline.
My three friends.
Yes.
How old is Brandon Rivera?
Oh, we're going to jump right to that?
Yeah. Okay. This is it. We're good.
All right.
That's the end of it.
It's the end of this.
I could show you what he looks like, but I feel like it's going to give away, so I'll show you afterwards,
and we will all make fun of...
His picture will be on the Facebook page, which we're asking you to join.
So Brendan's the guy with the lawn mowing business.
Yep.
Apparently.
Who lit the Corvette on
the small, he's got a
lot
small
of,
fire.
He's got a lot of theories. Mm-hmm. You know. By the way, when you're mowing lawns, you have a lot of time to work up
theories. He also thinks they stole other things from him, too.
Other things, not just that.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I want you
just
to.
Because I won the first round.
Yeah, you did.
In terms of being on the nose.
Sure.
Beautiful. Then you were right. And
got the number exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. Let's and you just
didn't,
leave it there.
You didn't
Let's
believe
talk
in yourself.
About the rest.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going off a poker
team. Yeah.
I bluffed it.
Yeah. To me, it's a little more impressive to get the number exactly.
That's
true.
That
is
being a fan of the show.
Impressive.
No one's disputing.
Being
that.
A fan of the show,
extraordinarily.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It does not happen.
Someday,
Dumb People Town will have a Wikipedia that none of us will work on, and it will list everybody who's
Kevin
ever gotten
Pollack
it exactly,
got it exactly right.
Right.
Okay.
I'd like to be on the trophy.
I just, to me, we succeed if that gets into Kevin Pollack's Wikipedia page.
Oh, it has to get there.
If that fact that he got guess the age right on our podcast on his Wikipedia page, right. And
under,
I want it
under
to be
a professional career.
No, I want it to be above A Few Good Men. Just above it.
Right.
That's all I want.
Sure. And it would just say a few good guesses.
That's right.
Okay. What do you think? How old is
so I'm going to go with the exact same number, 38.
Okay.
Because it's been so good to me.
Right, it's fine. A good number.
Wow. Jay?
I think he's about 32. I think 38 feels a little old for someone who would
32.
Do this. 32.
Okay.
On his own.
I think he's 27.
27
yeah,
years old.
I really you're do. Wrong. You're gonna. Dan knows. Oh, that's a fake tell.
No. Right. I think it's 27.
Now you got everybody.
Now I don't know.
I think it's 27 because okay. I think you, as you get older, you realize you have more to like. The truly dumb people in Dumb People Town are the old folks who have seen a lot of this world right. and
still make the mistakes.
Right. So to me, this is a guy who thinks he can solve a mistaken or a potential, you know, stole a lawnmower with lighting a fire.
I will say, though, the idea of an eye for an eye, which is you stole my livelihood, so I'm going to set your Corvette on fire. He could be 58.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
You know what I mean? He's got his business for a long time. Right.
Old guy landscaping
fucking,
logic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think landscaping is a young man's
okay,
game.
So what would
Dan, what do you think?
I would say 27. I would say 27
from Randy. Jason, what did you say?
32.
What did you say, Mr. Kevin?
38. Staying on 38.
One of you.
If this is a roulette
Shut
game,
up.
Is exactly
Shut
right.
up.
No. This has never happened in
now,
one show.
Who do you think it is?
Of course it's me. Of course it's me.
You're our guest. Do you want to go first?
It's me. Okay, it's absolutely me.
Okay.
Jason's Clark?
If it's you, I'm going to lose my shit.
Oh. No, I think it should go worse than losing your shit. I think it's 20 bucks ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'll give him 20 bucks. I will hand him $20 if it's him, but okay. I think it's All him. Right. I think it's him.
You do too?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's me.
All right.
Yeah.
Brandon Rivera.
This is crazy.
Who had his lawnmower stolen by his neighbor and
allegedly.
His wife.
Allegedly.
Suspected them.
Suspected them.
Set it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And left... The roommate's lacking.
I'm reaching for my wallet right now. I'm going into the wallet.
His age is. And listen, all you townies.
Shout it out.
Please, play along at home. Look at the person to your left on the train and say,
stop masturbating.
Stop masturbating. And
listen to this.
Brandon Rivera is 38 years old.
I'm not giving him $20.
Has that ever been done?
No.
If someone was two
I'm
for
not
two?
I'm giving him $20.
I'm giving him $20.
$20 of my money.
I just get...
He doesn't want that money.
Has it ever been done on the show?
No.
No one has ever won twice. That's a world record.
That needs to go on the record.
That
needs to go on the record of the show.
And okay. with the same
and
number.
With the same age.
And now I get to show you what he looks like. He looks like if a thumb became a person.
How did a thumb get so much hair?
Doesn't he look like a thumb person?
Yep. First of all,
he has the front lack of neck.
If this guy showed up Sunday night as Bob's brother on Bob's Burgers.
I was just going to say, Bob's Burgers. Yeah. He has the front neck. The necklace wonder.
I mean, he's rocking a soul patch.
He looks like Bob's brother, Bill.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
And he showed up needing help and he wants to work at the restaurant. Bob hates him. Linda wants to give him a
chinless.
Chance.
Chinless. That's what it is.
Chinless
wonder.
He looks like the lead singer from Smash Mouth ate the lead singer from Fastball.
Oh, he definitely played. The little soul patch says he plays bass.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely. And those people stole that shit, too.
I want him to mow my lawn. That's a trustworthy.
I love him so
much.
There
you go.
Dude, that is Pollack,
two for two.
Unreal.
Same age.
38 special.
38? That's what we got to call this episode. 38 special.
No, because it would give it away.
Yeah, completely.
Oh, yeah, we can't call it that.
You could call it.
Hold on loosely.
The Pollack's right.
That gives it away too.
That's right. You don't want to give it away. We don't want to give anything away because you have to enjoy loosely. This. Hold on loosely
might be it.
All right, that's story two. Dan, can you give us a little tease what we are going to look for in segment three?
We have something that is dumb but not bad.
Great. I always love that.
It's just a good little feel good dumb people town
feel
story.
Good dummies. Kevin Pollack's with us. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us. One more segment.
All right, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Again,
AKA Kevin Pollak gets it
Kevin
right.
Kevin Pollak is
gets
right.
Gets it right.
We also want to mention that we're starting to work this thing, this drip thing that we're really
excited about. It's like a Patreon scenario.
Guys, there's going to be so many great opportunities. You're going to get bonus content. There's going to be opportunities for people to come see us free whenever we do something live.
To support people who've been wronged in our community.
Oh, there is going to be a little bit of Flato
level
in there. Yes.
So all I was saying is we're going to announce it and kind of roll it all out. We'll probably announce it in the coming week or weeks.
Yeah, I would say within a week after this drop.
Within a week after this drop.
The next episode.
Okay, so we'll explain it all to you how it's going to go. And then you have a chance to, if you want to get more stuff and do, you can always do that. But the show will continue for everybody who likes it the way that it is.
Is investing in this town, and we will reward you for it.
Oh, hell yes. I do want to talk to you because you are among our friends, the one who has done, we were talking before, the Johnny Carson show. Mm. You did the Tonight
Older
Show.
Friend.
No, you're our friend. I'm going to say a successful friend, because to do that show is a big honor. And I know that Johnny loved you because he loved what you did on the show.
He
and you were just telling
voices,
a little story about, because you only did panel on that show. You didn't do stand up.
Yeah. So, well, that part of it is a much longer story that's in the one book I put out called How I Slept My Way to the Middle. Not just a funny title and technically still available.
Yeah, and he's still doing it.
It's a very long story of how I took the reins, maybe the only time, of my destiny by my encounter with Jim McCauley, the gatekeeper of The Tonight Show, who booked stand-ups. The short version is he said, "You're ready to do the show?" And I said, "I want to wait till you can justify bringing me out to do panel like I have a movie or TV show out. Mm-hmm. I think I'll have a greater impact." So there's a much longer version story of that.
Amazing.
So finally, Willow, Ron Howard directed, George Lucas produced, and they bring me out as an actor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know from being a fan of the show my whole life, Carson loves Peter Falk,
mm-hmm.
and he loves impersonations. He does a few himself.
Right.
So McCauley, in the pre-interview, spoiler alert, there always is a pre-interview on these shows, mm-hmm. and he says, "What do you want Johnny to ask you for the first question?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Just have him say, I understand you do impersonations, and I will launch into Peter Falk," and in my mind thinking, and change the course of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm that much of a fan of his
and
the show.
And you knew the impact of that show.
Can I ask you, Kevin, do you remember driving to the studio that day?
I do. I remember that.
That's the stuff I love about these stories. But that's the stuff I love, is going there, waiting. This is your green room. Like, all of that.
Yeah.
Who else is on the show? Do you know?
No. Okay. Standing. I was bumped the first time because Sammy Davis Jr. sang four songs, not three, which would have been weird.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
he only booked for two.
Two.
Yeah.
Right.
Three would have been weird. He did four. And I'm in my dressing room. Because, you know, you've called
Everyone
human being you've ever known.
And your nerves are going crazy.
Because if you don't call them,
you're gonna
and
hear
you're
it
on,
the rest
you're
going to
hear it the rest of your life.
Yeah. So now I have to call back 84 people, and I'm kicking the walls in the dressing room of The Tonight Show because Sammy Davis Jr., right, is singing four songs, and I'm losing my mind.
Sure,
because you know.
But he came into the dressing room after the show and said, "I am so sorry. You kids with the whole shakunk kakunk." He literally said, "Shakunk kakunk." That's a quote.
Stop. I thought you were shakunk.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember standing behind the curtain, right? And the band's playing their way to commercial. And I remember them coming back from commercial. And, you know, McCauley standing next to me. He's the one that pulls the curtain back from backstage. Man. And I remember hearing Carson say, "Welcome back, folks. My next guest is an actor. He's got a new movie out called Willow. We'll talk about that. And I also understand he's a stand-up comedian. So we'll get into that a little bit, too. Please welcome Kevin Pollak." And I remember, you know, curtain. I'd already decided, don't wave at the band like you've seen everyone do. You don't know Doc. Don't be that asshole.
Yes. Right. Yes.
You wave if you're invited back. You walk right to that fucking desk and talk
to
Mr. Carson.
Right to that chair.
To the man.
So I went up, and he's standing, the king, right, stands at the throne, unlike Lena, who would dance out from behind the desk later and hug you. Mm-hmm. "Hey, good to see you." You know, Carson the king would stand at the throne, and you pass in front of him, and you sit down, and he sits down, and he says, "Now, Kevin, we'll talk about Willow in just a second. Somebody told me that you do voices, is that right?" And without missing a beat, I taught myself to cross just one eye, because Peter Falk was very open about having a glass eye, and I just crossed one eye, shot my arm up in the air, and said, "Johnny, that's a bold-faced lie." And he literally lost his shit. He was clutching his chest, pushing himself away from the desk.
That must have felt like.
Yeah.
Crowd going nuts because they're watching him
go
crazy. They're
watching him and he's losing his mind.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, for you.
Oh, forget it.
Like, quick side story. We just got to go see the part two of the Gary Shanley documentary.
Yes.
And they, even in there, Gary said when he got Tonight Show, he's like, I don't know what else I do. This is all. Yeah. I was. And you saying, I geared my destiny towards that. That's what Gary felt like about that show, too.
Yeah.
And so you're like getting that laugh.
It's 1988.
And, like,
you know, it's 5 years before his retirement.
Right.
And it really was, it was the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my heroes, Albert Brooks, Steve Martin, Rickles, they had sat on the couch and done their act in the guise of conversation.
Right.
So it was all geared towards that.
Yes. Right.
And because he loved the impressions, he had me back on after that moment, that first time, two or three times a year until he retired.
And I'm
telling you, it's because I knew he loved Peter Falk. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning.
That was the best way to open. That was the best way to open that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was just like, he just.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, like, we understand when something were, he knew that you were good for the show.
Yeah, and
that's
best
the other
compliment,
thing. He's not helping you out. You're actually helping the show out.
The best compliment you could ever get being on that show was not that a routine went over, that a bit went over. The best compliment you could get was, Johnny really likes you.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
That was it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome, my man. God. What a great story.
Chills.
Yeah.
Chills.
Yes, me too. Fans of the show. I love it.
miles. 2 miles from here, by the way.
Yep.
I know. Not even. So
right.
Close.
All right. Ready for this?
Let's see. A dumb good person.
Sent in by Josh Christopher at Barnes, Troy. BarnesComatroy. Thanks, Josh Christopher. Barnes, I'm going to read you the headline. After breaking record for consecutive days eating Chipotle.
Wait, who wrote this? Like someone who does not speak English and then is like writing for like the international.
This is the headline.
Okay. After breaking
record for consecutive days eating Chipotle, Ohio man says he's ready for something new.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought he said Ohio man's anus prolapse. You know what I mean? Like just something
Ohio
happened.
Ohio man says, I took all the Chipotle like Daniel Van Kirk told me to. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Dan.
You can get all the free Chipotle Tabasco sauce you want.
I told people
they don't
that
care.
You can
take it.
Jar.
How long it's did for
he,
the customer.
How long did he eat it for?
Well, we'll get to that.
He hadn't said.
So there's a record that's been broken.
He broke it.
Ohio native. Ready for his name?
Not a record. Record.
Record. Yeah. Record been broken.
Record.
I'm sorry, Kevin. You're saying record been broken?
I am.
All records be breaking, y'all. Ohio native.
This is like a Mexican supersize me. He's going on.
Yeah, he's
like,
doing some.
He's doing something.
Right.
It's like a Hispanic Spurlock.
Mm.
Ohio native, Bruce Wayne.
No. Absolutely.
Who else?
I will not accept that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because he's not Gotham native?
No.
Finally ended. He also doesn't have parents. Finally ended his Chipotle streak Wednesday after grabbing a meal at the Tiffin Chipotle branch.
I'm assuming that he cannot cannot afford it, but has a butler.
Look at him. He's so Midwest.
Okay.
That haircut suggests he did some time in the military.
Yeah, well, that either. That's
or went to Ohio State.
He's at least all business.
Yeah. He's all business.
He's holding up an iPad for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank him for his service before we make an idiot out of him.
Sorry, thank you for your service.
He saw the Shat signal in the sky.
Same thing he said to the young gentleman behind the counter at the Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's where we're going
thank
next.
Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service.
And not to be outdone, the Finlay Courier reports Mr. Bruce Wayne ended his streak in style by donning a bat suit and ordering mini quesadillas because, quote, leather isn't very forgiving.
Oh, boy.
This is him in a full-on bat suit.
I love the tacos.
Sir, I can't hear you. You're just
whispering. I can't understand a word he's saying. Sir, there's a lot of noise. Can you guys be quiet back there?
Part of a leather tacos?
All of it. I can't understand anything. Here's the only part that I understood was what part of don't you understand? And then I can't understand. Guys.
I love the sofritas. Sofritas.
Again, guys, can everybody stop?
Who are you supposed to be, sir? Who are you supposed to be? We're teeing you up for it.
Who are you supposed to be?
Say it.
I'm that man.
Okay, what do you want me to do with that information?
I will say, though, the first trailer I saw for Tim Burton's original Batman, when Michael Keaton is holding that guy up in the trailer and says, I'm Batman, I did lose my mind.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. I want you to tell your friends about
it. It was one of the most,
And then the other magical best part in the trailer is when that guy's running and he's behind the wall and he sticks his arm out and punches him without looking.
Yeah. Sure.
I'll never forget that. So not only has he been going to the Tiffin Chipotle for a long time, this is his regular shtick. And I wonder, Do people realize what their name is and then become the type of person that makes it insufferable? Or was just that type of person given a name?
I think he changed his name. Like, I don't think this is his name. I think he's just going as
I
this.
I think he was born Bruce Wayne.
I think he's born Bruce Wayne, but I would also like to jump ahead and predict what the number is that you're going to have us guess.
Well,
which is the How number of days? Times he went to Chipotle.
How many consecutive
days? Two more
days.
Sentences before we get to it.
Oh, no, no, but is that the number you're going to ask us?
Yeah, okay, okay. So we know that. So put that
you
in
just
want to
win again and
know,
be on the spot.
Oh, I know it's 38.
He's going to say 38.
It's 38?
No, he's going to say
38. It's absolutely 38.
We have no rules against guessing the same number.
Okay. Uh-huh.
When it opened way back in 2016, Bruce found that the restaurant's menu lined up well with his diet, and he set out to beat the current record of nonstop eating from Chipotle.
By the way, nobody has ever said that about Chipotle.
Nope.
And I wouldn't call that a diet.
Actually, it's very paleo.
You can tell us the known record?
Yeah.
yeah, what he beat?
Yeah.
Yeah. After posting online for as long as I have, no one has stepped forward yet saying there's a record in excess of what I've accomplished. So he's worried about competitive people.
And by the way, he is trusting the internet to give him his information.
Always good.
No one online has told me that it's not a record.
By the way, if you eat Chipotle for like 8 days straight, you start like losing, like it's not like bodily
you could
function.
Really mix it
you start
up.
To not
no,
use like
really
consonants
when
you
talk it. You can mix it up so that it's so different and basic. You
Dan,
could just do chicken and rice.
Dan,
stop.
I had Mexican food at my daughter's Les Mis cast party,
and you found out it was Domino's. I get it.
No, last night and this morning there were things happening in my body that like felt like they weren't connected
that's
to my body. I don't know what that is, but
that's
I'm just, saying like that was once, one
that's
meal.
That's just Jews and onions.
Yes! I meant just one meal.
That's the title of
Can
this
Can I have my
episode,
takeaway?
Yes.
My daughter's Les Mis cast party.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to
takeaway.
That is.
Yeah.
Please.
They got to get it out.
Trying
there.
To tell her not
Chapter
to be an actress.
Chapter 7.
Yeah.
My daughter's Les Mis.
And, which party. My wife had a few margaritas and then asked the drag queens who were there to come and
this sounds like a great party.
Do a performance of a chorus line, which is what they're going to do in the summertime in front of the kids. So bunch of 12-year-old kids, some 11, some 13, while a 6'6" in heels drag queen, full made up, sings or lip syncs tits and ass to them.
Which you and your wife thought was a good idea.
Which my wife thought it was a good idea.
Randy did not think it was
I was just in the back going like, that's
Silver
my wife.
Silver Lake. Silver Lake.
90039. Anyway, that's what I did to teach my daughters their
the address.
Our address. We made it into a song.
And then every time you see something purely Silver Lake.
Purely Silver Lake, I'm like, Silver Lake.
Right.
So that's man in like a hat. It's 105 degrees outside of wool cap.
Silver Lake.
But Bruce Wayne had no intention of stopping at just the record. He went way past that. I'm going to ask you guys now, how many days in a row did Bruce Wayne eat?
And you're not
going to
tell us the original record?
No, not, I will after you guess this number.
Okay. Well, I'm done. It's 38. Okay.
That's what you're going for?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know I'm wrong, but I have to say it.
You
I'm
don't
two for
have
two.
To.
Of course
yes,
I
does.
Do.
52.
52 days.
Jason?
79 days.
79 days.
Yeah. So you're saying I don't have to stick with 38?
No, you don't.
You're trying to be right three times, not right with 38.
Okay, since I've already set an all-time record for the show.
Being right, playing with house money at this
being
point.
Being right twice right. and with the same number.
I mean,
no
go,
one will ever touch that.
No, right. Nobody will
but
ever.
If you go three for three straight up, that's like but, immortal.
But it's not going to be the same number, so it's a different record.
It's fine.
The record that I have will never be broken. So now I can just experiment. You said way beyond the record.
Right.
But the record could have been nine.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's kind of crazy that there was
it is
a record.
Chipotle.
And the numbers you guys gave were?
I said 52. You said
79.
79.
Jason said 79. Randy says 52 for people listening at home. Kevin Pollock, who I guess is going third.
Mm-hmm. As
after
it turns
after going first.
Yeah.
And second.
Well,
yeah. Go second
so
on the other
one. Now he gets to go third.
I don't really hate 38, but I feel like I have to mix it up. Wow. I'm surprised that someone went for a record ever at Chipotle.
And then someone
obliterated
it.
I mean, I once went for a record of drinking margaritas there and got drunk.
That was one night.
Sure.
I know.
Okay. And that was three.
Also, that a record existed that someone found out about.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So the initial record had to be more than what a normal person does.
Right.
But you could say 22.
22
is
could
more
be a lot.
Than
if someone's
normal.
Like, I had Chipotle 22 days in a row, you'd be like, why?
You're a madman. Right.
Well, you're a mess. I don't even want to see your insides.
Yeah, I think even 11. I want to take him to the hospital.
Would
yeah,
you your guys kidneys feel have better shut down. About your guesses if I gave you the record he beat? Or do you like
no,
just
No, I like just guessing into the wind.
Straight up
I like just straight up guessing into the wind. 52,
are you feeling 38 is too high or too low? What are you leaning on right now?
I'm a little torn because if you set out to set a record that he beat, but if you went out and decided I'm going to set the record,
right?
Then you would have to go close to a month. You'd have to,
right?
To even establish a record.
By the way, a month is 30. So if you want to say
crazy,
if you want to say 38, that's fine.
I know.
It's in your wheelhouse.
And what if it is 38 and you're getting off of it?
You're going to be.
You know what? I can't lose. It's 38.
38. Okay, there you go. Okay.
So, one more time for everybody playing at home, get your answers in. Randy Sklar says
52.
Jason Sklar says
79.
Kevin Pollak,
30. You know what he was going to say. Right.
I'm Batman.
You're who? I can't understand.
Bruce Wayne. Master Bruce Wayne. Went to the Tiffin location. Maybe other ones as well.
Where am I, Tiffin?
The amount of days that he ate Chipotle in a row.
I believe this is day.
Is.
38.
500.
Oh, my God!
Now I don't believe it. Now I don't. I literally don't believe it.
The record was 425.
Oh, 500 days.
500 days of Chipotle.
There's no one that listens to this show that went over 200.
There is no one who went over 100.
I thought I was being extreme at 79.
I did too.
Wow. I thought I was out of control.
Congratulations.
Here's why I said there's nothing bad. It's actually just a fun little dumb people story. In honor of his dedication, Chipotle pledged to match the average amount of money Bruce Wayne spent en route to the record and made a donation to the Seneca-based Financial Assistance for Cancer Treatment.
All right.
Chipotle, I love it.
I wish they would have taken that money and bought real beef. That's my only
thing. It is good.
Barbacoa? You mean
the pink barbacoa?
Get
the chicken.
Thank you, Batman. Chicken.
Outside this goal, he also takes care of intellectually challenged students and makes both paid and charitable appearances as his namesake, Batman.
Love him.
So he's like a good little
Batman. He does good.
He
just loves his Chipotle.
Franchise Mexican.
Right. Makes dumb
and
food
diarrhea.
Choices.
And diarrhea.
He encourages anyone with a passion to pursue it. Says the local Chipotle
staff. I wouldn't call this a passion.
And says the local Chipotle staff treats him like family, which means they're slightly mad he's there and wants him to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could be honest with you. I could have gone 510.
He really could have.
Yeah. Now he was just toying with people.
At the beginning of that whole thing, he was wearing a utility belt. At the end, that thing did not fit.
No.
What was the previous record you said?
425, I believe.
See, that is insane.
Still in its own right. And an amazing one.
125 would have been nuts, right?
It would have been insane.
In a post on his Instagram Tuesday, Bruce Wayne says, quote, and we'll get out of here on this. It's not just the end of one adventure. It's the start of a new one.
What does that
mean?
Look
out, Hardy's.
What in the world does
that
mean?
I have no idea. That's
like from the trailer from the new Batman movie, I think.
I love the chicken.
That's his new adventure.
His new adventure.
I love the chicken.
Salad bowl.
Guacamole's extra. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Did you say yeah? Because the coughing,
I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
It sounds like you're just grunting.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, you know, occasionally we do have a
pipeline to the great beyond.
And I can't believe we got this. I cannot believe he left us a message, but he heard we were talking about him. Peter Falk has left us a message
from the great beyond. Let's listen to it.
You have one new voice message.
I don't know. I think it beeps. I can't tell. Hello? Yes, geez, I don't know what to say. I've listened to the show and I'm a big fan. And, I have one question. Which one's Dan?
I mean, look, if you're going to ask a question, I mean,
it is great that he did have just one more, like one
and
question.
Part of me hopes that he thinks I'm Dan.
Yes!
That Randy and Dan and
I
then
just would love it if he called me Shelly Cornpet. All right, so guys, fantastic. Unbelievable. Kevin Pollak, thank you so much. Watch the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Run.
He is Mr. Maisel.
He is so good in this, and you guys will love him so much when you see this. Check that out. Hey, by the way, can people check out any of the Kevin Pollak chat shows still? Is that that's a
thing? Yeah, it's all over YouTube, the video and then the audio.
That was so fun to do.
I've had all three of you on.
Yeah. Done it. It's like Charlie Rose without him sexually harassing.
It's like Charlie Rose without all the touching.
And fun.
Right. And fun. Yeah. And actually
less grabby and fun.
Touching in a different way.
It really is a great show.
It's one of my favorite interview shows we've ever done. So check out that back catalog of that. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.